All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, Benchtown? Hey, how we doing? It's Thursday on The Usual Suspects. Not all present and accounted for, but some would say it's an upgrade. Others would say it's one of those days. Nick is out in La La Land in L.A. covering the fight, so therefore, Aaron is a suspect is joining us, Aaron Raybould. Hello, Aaron, and welcome to the fray, as the saying may go.
Well, thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you.
I mean, I'm not the one who goes and gallivants around and, and takes time off of my most important show to go, you know, screw around in L.A., but, you know, what can I say?
I'd call it a traitor. I did, actually, this week, yes. So, glad to have you.
I also don't get so old that I bitch about how to order a beer at the airport anymore because of technology. So.
Who did that?
Did that happen?
Yeah, did you not see Nick's Twitter last night?
No.
I don't follow Nick on Twitter.
Explain, please.
So apparently they put in new tablets at the bars in IAH.
Okay.
So you have to, instead of talking to a bartender, you just select what you want. Nick took a picture of the iPad and said, I just want to talk to a real bartender to get my beer.
Oh, that's because
older.
He's creepy. He's like,
sound
hey.
Older.
Yeah, that's because Nick can't go home and have sex with an iPad. That's why. I mean, I guess he could. Pornhub, he's got his account, but that's probably why he can't make the attempt to. But, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Ordering on an iPad. He's old. If that were Joel that would have tweeted that, Nick and I would roast him for that.
Without question. I was just thinking that.
Nick is the new old man on this show. Screw him. I'm going to go find this tweet.
When Nick starts doing dad jokes, all bets are off.
I'm going to go find this tweet.
It's called Trading Places 2. Talk about sequels to movies? Well, there you go. Trading Places 2. Nick just gets old and doesn't have any technological skills. And I just become a genius all over again. No? Okay.
No.
Okay. I thought I'd try.
No, not at all. Oh, look. Here, bleep these things. I want to speak to a bartender. I'm going to just reply to that. Peepaw, is that you? He's old as.
I almost retweeted it and said, well, maybe if you hadn't neglected your show and ran off to L.A., you wouldn't have this problem. But
Well, don't hold back. Let it fly. I mean, you honestly had every right to do so.
No, y'all's listeners are really loyal to him. And I would just catch a whirlwind of.
Well, it's not like your listeners aren't loyal to y'all either.
Not to me.
Because we get it. Well, you're getting. You got through the hazing period. You're going to be okay.
Yeah. Our listeners aren't like Blitz listeners. Our listeners are nice.
For the most part.
That's true.
Yeah. We always got to put that kind of precursor on anything like that.
I feel like the listeners that are a-holes are also Blitz listeners. So they already have that in them. And they just happen to like us as well.
Okay.
I feel like that.
All right.
I don't know. But I assume everybody landed safe. So it's just us holding down the fort.
Nick, I know Nick landed safe because at, I think, 8 something this morning, he was stalking guys going to work in L.A. because he also tweeted a picture of a guy riding a bike with a briefcase in a suit. And it was, like, amazing to him. And if you're the guy on the bike in the suit, you're going, who is this dude chasing me with his phone?
Yeah, that's weird.
Nick's off to a roaring start in L.A. Hollywood Boulevard. You told him to go there just to watch? People may be watching him, too.
Hey, I got to real quick give a shout-out to the folks at Zero Latency.
Okay.
I went out there. Grand opening is coming up. It's a virtual reality gaming center.
What's it called again?
Zero Latency.
Okay.
And I got to go out and test it out before it opens.
Mm.
And it was so badass. You know I'm a gamer. I love gaming, right? Mm-hmm. So the first thing they did is put me in this virtual reality. Me and Jake went, and they put us in like this virtual reality world. And you just kind of walk around. You have these objectives you have to do. The second one was it's like a zombie apocalypse. And you and 4 other teammates, I think they do up to 8, but it was me and Jake and 3 other dudes. And you're basically trying to hold off these zombies until your helicopter comes and rescues you. Dude, it was so fun. It's like you forget you're not in that world because you have this gun, and when you look at the gun, you're not seeing the gun you're holding. You're seeing like an M16 or a shotgun. You're switching back and forth.
They got it up on their website. Holy crap.
It was amazing. Amazing. So grand opening is coming up on the 12th. I cannot wait for this to be a regular thing.
And it's close by.
It's right down the road. Yeah, Derry Ashford. If you're going towards Katy, exit Derry Ashford and U-turn. Okay. And it's right there, the Cavenders and I don't remember what it is. There's a Whataburger and a Chili's there. Oh, my God. It was so much fun. I didn't want to stop. I was like, man, I wonder if I just called in sick and just played this zombie game all day. Oh, it's so
badass.
You
should have called. We would have said yes.
It's so badass. I want to get the show out there before the grand opening so we can they keep track of your score. I need to tweet it out. Like, they have the whole pack and the score and everything. Sad to say, I came in last place.
Still, though, I mean, it's your first time. You'll get the hang of it. I'll be the one that'll not be good at it.
But. Oh, no. As competitive as you are,
that's true.
You'll be just fine. Trust me.
You dress for it, too.
It'll be Nick.
You got your camo shoes and your camo t-shirt. You were ready for it.
And you know what they tell you is you don't go out there. No alcohol, no drugs. And I totally see why. If you were high or drunk trying to do virtual reality, game over. You would be throwing up in your suit. Oh, it's so badass, though.
I would like to try it. Yeah,
we're going to go.
I've never tried virtual reality before. I'd like to try.
I'm going
to
get us. Now, I have to tell. I don't want to tell Nick, but they don't have like virtual reality sex robots or anything. So he may not go.
Well, that's true.
But I want to just go as a show. And Aaron, you're welcome to go. I mean, they told me to bring friends. Because before the grand opening, they're just kind of letting us test it out. Mm-hmm. Make sure all the kinks are worked out of the system. Oh, it was so badass. Zero latency was amazing. It started in Australia. There's like 36 worldwide. There's only 8 in the nation. And we have one.
It's like cool. The new version of laser tag.
Yes. But it's way better than laser tag. Because laser tag, it was just a bunch of little kids running around.
Yeah,
and
I got thrown out for kicking a kid.
Yeah. See?
You kicked a kid?
I didn't this kick him. He week. Tripped over my foot.
It was last week, right?
Oh, that's what they said when we went to the replay booth. And then in New York, they overruled it. You kicked a kid.
Yeah, they now, told me my score was suspended.
Were you a kid or?
I was 16.
How old was the kid you kicked?
Probably 12, 13.
You did it.
You bully.
You absolutely did it.
This is bullying.
He was ruining my high score.
Doesn't make any difference.
You're
you
that guy,
now
aren't you?
Now there's more proof you did it. You were fired up.
I was the top of the tournament leaderboard.
How old are you?
You did it.
How old are you?
30.
You're 30. Are you old enough where there were video games at the corner store?
Yes.
So you were the dork that would put all the quarters on top of the machine.
No, because I didn't have that money.
And anytime someone beat your high score, you're like, I'm next! And then you'd go to get high score back and be number one.
No, because I've never been that coordinated.
No? You're not good at video games?
Oh, hell no. You don't know how many PlayStation controllers I broke when they came out with Galaga on PlayStation 1.
Oh, my God.
I broke 3.
Galaga?
Yeah.
You couldn't play Galaga?
I could, but it just...
Oh, my God. You probably shot yourself in the face doing Duck Hunt.
You get to level 12, like, and it pisses you off.
Level 12? Oh, my God. You really are uncoordinated. Galaga?
Yeah.
He's like, this damn Pong, unbelievable.
I remember as a kid, we realized you didn't have to run.
Asteroids. People
you didn't have to run
on
the trackpad for the NES, so we would sit on our knees next to it and just hit it with our fists.
You did it Fat Boy style.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, my God. What?
So you're out there playing virtual reality games.
Yes.
And I got a wife that started nesting, as they call it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm sitting there trying to prep
for
the
show. She was out in the backyard gathering sticks.
No, she's like...
Getting ready to build a nest.
Babe, can you get down these two rocking things, crib things for the baby, and then get these... And then all of a sudden, we're going to have to go through all the other things that we had, so I know what we have to get, because I'm feeling nervous that we're not going to have everything set up. When the baby gets here, I go, baby's not due till October 30th. We're good.
Yeah, the Astros will be World Series champions by the time the baby gets here.
My God, I'm like,
you're going to be so pissed if next week she's like, babe, water broke, time to go.
Ain't no water breaking, Chief. It's a C-section, so it's scheduled and it's supposed to happen.
No,
so I'm like, you're not changing that date if there's a game on that date. Just know that.
So if her water breaks, she just peed herself.
I'll be like, you know what? That's all right. Yeah. You know, the dogs do it all the time. We'll just clean it
up. Don't worry
and
about
just fine.
Rubber nose in it, then you're good.
We'll just
move
fine.
On.
Move on.
I get it.
Yeah, I was just like, I got to go to work early. I couldn't do it anymore. She's like, now, you know, we've got this hanging swing, and then I go, you know what? Here, you deal with it, and let me know if we need to do anything, and I'm out.
You're like, babe, I've got all these super important meetings that I've got to be at. I'm sorry. They start at What time is it? It's 8 o'clock. They start at 8:30. I've got to go.
And here's the other thing I didn't know. I've never done, obviously, I've never been through all this stuff before, with the exception, we had Taylor. She had two baby showers. And I go, babe, just put it on your registry for the baby shower. She goes, oh, no. I go, what do you mean, oh, no? She said, oh, when you have a second baby, the rule is you don't have any showers. I go, oh, no, is right. You know, you're going to have at least one. I mean, what are you talking about? She goes, well, I suppose I could still register for the people that are persistent and ask. I go, I need to talk to your friends.
Yeah.
Your mom's got to organize one in California again. We got to have one here.
So I can tell you right now that Nora asked where you guys were registered so that we can buy you guys something for the baby.
She is going to register. I know.
I am against this 100%.
I bet you are.
But my wife is a good person.
She is. She sounds like it.
So you're going to have to let me know.
They say opposites attract. That just gave me the first positive indication that that's true.
You'll have to let me know where you're registered.
Once that it happens.
You know what you should do? You should just go register at Nike. Be like, we need all these Air Force Ones and Jordans for the baby.
I got Taylor. I finally convinced her. Now, before, you know, when she was real little, it was puppy dog pals and Paw Patrol shoes and the light up ones.
Yes.
When I convinced her that Nike shoes make her faster, oh my God. And mommy keeps saying, and daddy loves Nike, so you should too. Now she's like, daddy, got my Nikes, ready to go. And I'm like, that's the first good thing that Lisa's done in terms of wardrobe with my
child.
That
is great.
So she's got Nikes.
Are you going to get her Jordans?
Maybe. They're uncomfortable. I told you that.
Yeah, but it's not a good look.
The baby, the baby I will. Yeah, okay. The new baby coming.
But Taylor won't get Jordans?
I mean, she might. We'll see.
I would get her a pair.
Well, especially when they put that on your list of things you're going to get us. It'll be fine.
No, I ain't doing that.
The other thing I will tell you that was something that I was not aware of and completely against at the time, and it could not have paid off more. The guys had a daddy diaper party, and we had it at like Keneally's, pizza, beer, the whole works. And by the time I was ready to leave, I needed two of my buddies with their pickup trucks. And I was like, what am I getting? This is ridiculous. And it was all diapers. And I'll tell you this. Oh, my God, did it save money and come in handy. Because every time, like, middle of the night, we're out of diapers, I'm like, oh, no, I just got to go to the garage. I don't have to go to Target.
Right?
Oh, it's huge.
So we need to do a diaper drive on the Usual Suspects for you.
I'm not opposed to that.
Well, we'll do a diaper drive.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll make that happen
for
sure.
That would be great.
Hey, you know what you need to make happen right now? If you want to get action on games this year, you need to go to MyBookie and sign up. Right now, go do it. Make it happen. Because with MyBookie, you bet, you win, you get paid. I love this place. You're going to love this place. Hey, look, if you need some help, I mean, I'm not the greatest in the world, but you could do worse. But I'm going to put my picks out today. And you can use that if you've never gambled before. AJ and Fred have picks. You can use those as well. But at MyBookie, they have odds on every single game you want to bet on. More prop bets than any other sports book out there. And y'all, the most important thing is nobody pays out faster than MyBookie. You get your cash when you want it. And don't worry. Like, I know some of y'all are like me. You're forgetful. And you're like, oh, man, I missed kickoff. I wanted to bet this game. Oh, I had this. Well, you can actually bet after kickoff at MyBookie. They have parlays out the wazoo. I mean, you can pretty much do anything at MyBookie. Nobody has more than MyBookie. And I don't want you to go to some no-name sports book. When you're out there and you want your money back, you need to go to MyBookie, because when you win, they pay you. I've had listeners tell you about that. They've got $1,000 in their account. MyBookie gave it back. And speaking of $1,000, when you sign up, you can double your first deposit up to $1,000 in free money for you. So right now, go sign up. Use promo code RADIO. Take advantage of that exclusive double your money offer. Y'all, that's mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Joel, Nick out. So Aaron in. We appreciate him. As you want to go along with your day listening to us, if you want to reach out, have something on your mind, you want to get off your chest, always use the HR&P listener line. 713-780-3776. Text that number or call that number. And if you want to reach us via Twitter, it's Aaron, at Aaron is blitzed, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and we will continue to roll on with the show. I hope I'm not yelling loud enough for anybody.
See, I wasn't going to read that.
It doesn't matter.
I was not going to read that hateful text.
Because Douchey McDouche decided that the only reason they listen to the show is because they like Barry and Joel yells too much.
I didn't
read
that.
Well, then turn down the volume, you old fart.
I would like the record to reflect that I was not going to read that mean text or the one that followed it. You haven't seen that
one. I'm reading it now. And 409 fan club, which is going to be banned, 4424. I mean, first of all, I'm glad that you think that you have how Uh-oh. Reproducing this works is, down to a science.
Oh, see, this is not good.
But
why are you making everybody?
Just get your thing out of the mud and go back to work.
All right, some actual good texts to read.
Let's do those.
What up, Pack Town?
Yes.
It's game day, beaches. Go Pack, go. That was from Mark Schell. I didn't realize Mark Schell was a Packers fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is he?
Yeah.
I knew I didn't like that guy for some reason.
See?
Go Pack, go. Yeah, go home.
I didn't even know there was a game today.
Go back to Wisconsin. Go. No.
I didn't know there was a game today.
You're all dressed up in your Packers shirt, your Packers underwear, and your Packers shoes and hat.
These are not official Packers. These are Air Jordans.
Packer-colored Air Jordans.
It's not my fault.
Is it called?
I coordinate.
Now,
honor your show this weekend. I coordinate.
You got to coordinate.
Now, this is from a guy that went to play virtual reality with camo tennis shoes and camo t-shirt on. So, touche, my friend.
Don't hate the player. I was like,
I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? If I'm going to go shoot zombies, I don't want to be seen.
We both got games tonight. You can play right. Your video games and I can watch my Packers.
That's right. But speaking of coordinate, yes. Since you brought it up, I'm going to go ahead and say it. A lot of people were saying, you know, hey, do you have a list for the shows? No, I don't. But I did find out that for tonight only, if you get your tickets online at Houston Improv, I'm featuring for John Witherspoon. Everybody knows who John Witherspoon is. That's Pops, the dad on Friday and Boomerang. You don't got to coordinate. Mm-hmm. If you use promo code coordinate online at the Houston Improv website, you can get 2-for-1 tickets. So that's pretty cool. That's only for Thursday, though, because the show is wildly popular and he sells out a lot of times. You're not going to get discounted tickets on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But you can on Thursday. So if you want to go.
There you go.
Yeah, and the comedian of the week tomorrow is going to be Ben Jackson, and he's actually hosting the show. So you're going to hear Ben's comedy. You guys know my comedy. You already know John Witherspoon, so it's going to be a kick-ass show. So I'm looking forward to this weekend. Tonight's going to be a lot of fun, as will the rest of the weekend.
That's right. Starts tonight.
Yeah, starts tonight. It's our first show. Okay, I want to talk a couple things here. We're going to get to sports because I know we got to talk about this no-hitter. Mm-hmm. Or almost no-hitter. But before the show started, I found this little thing here. If you're on the stream, you can see it. I don't really want to touch it
too
much.
Well, you've already touched it twice now.
It's pretty disgusting. It's a small jar of Vaseline that was hidden underneath the desk here at the microphone I sit at on a daily basis.
I've always heard that nights around here are hard.
Oh,
but,
my God.
I mean, when he pulled that out, I was like, oh, boy, look out.
I don't know what Patrick Creighton does in here. I know he thinks highly of himself, but surely he doesn't think his takes are that good.
Patrick Creighton on night shift. Whoa, that last one was a doozy.
Wait a second. Was last night Soccer Matters? I know Glenn loves
soccer.
No,
that was
soccer.
On Tuesday.
Oh, okay. He'll be like,
that's a good point. I can't argue that. I cannot argue that. I've known Glenn a long, long time. And there is nothing, I mean nothing in this world that means more to Glenn than soccer.
I just don't know. I don't know why anyone would need a jar of Vaseline in a radio studio.
Someone is going to make up an excuse of, oh, my lips were chapped. And that's what I use.
So get chapstick, you weirdo.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Is that why that baby jar of Vaseline is for your lips?
I know you've touched it several times.
Yeah, I'm pretty freaked out about it.
Yeah,
right now,
I think you should be.
Yep. I've already had the disinfectant wipes Aaron got for me, cleaned up a lot of the area.
Can you make sure you see what's in the texts right now?
Why?
I just want you to touch your keyboard so the germs keep spreading all over the place because now you've got more to clean up.
You notice I'm using my middle finger even though I tapped it with my index finger? I'm no dummy.
I'm sure they use their middle finger too.
Speaking of dummies, Juggalo Trey.
No.
Now, AR Platinum bought the one chip challenge chips, the hottest chip in the world.
Yeah.
He bought a case of them. And AR Platinum, friend of the show,
yeah.
YouTuber extraordinaire. In fact, it's funny because I was talking about guys that are really good at social media in my comedy class, and I was talking about the fact that there are a ton of very popular YouTubers in this city, and people don't even realize it. Chinadu, a lot of people know who Chinadu is. Mm-hmm. He came and talked to my workshop class on Tuesday about social media. There's like Roxy Hayes. We've had Kenise on the show that we've featured before. There's Eddie B. There's, I forget this other gentleman's name. But have you ever seen the bad lip reading videos?
Yes,
have you guys
very
watched
funny.
Those?
Yes.
Houston.
Really?
Yep. Guys from Houston. Absolutely. A lot of people don't know that. We have a ton of YouTubers in here. AR Platinum is one of them. But I digress. He bought a case of these one, the hottest chip in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's the one chip challenge. Can you eat at least one?
Right.
Or just one? He bought a case of 20 of them. Juggalo Trey has agreed to eat one of those chips. Now, I don't know if he has to sign a waiver to do so, but if we're going to make this happen. And I want this to go down on the usual suspects either tomorrow or Monday. I really feel like we need to make this happen ASAP before he backs out. AR Platinum wanted me to do it. I was like, nah, I snorted chocolate.
Didn't Nick have him on Twitter?
Nick didn't.
You saw the what he did?
That was just a bag of, that's the same people that make them, but it's not the same chip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, these, trust me, these, there have been people that have had to go to the emergency room because of these chips. So Juggalo Trey said he'd eat one. So I want to do this on the show. AR Platinum, I'm going to be in touch with you. And we're going to make this happen. We're going to get Trey in here on the Twitch stream. Watch him drool like a St. Bernard. Ah, I can't feel my face! It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing.
I vote you do it tomorrow because I'm out of town next week. Number one. Number two, you know how much it will piss AJ off that he can't sit here and watch it in person?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
If you do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, well, you should have taken us to LA, I guess, AJ, huh? All right. Yeah, we're going to make this happen. Maybe AR Platinum can bring up a chip. And we'll get Trey in here.
Because here's the thing. He's always so willing to participate.
F for fire mouth.
Or F that after he gets half of one down. Because he's always so willing to do it and then kind of realizes when it's too late in the middle of doing whatever he's agreed to do.
Right.
And then is like, I got to make better decisions.
I've got to witness a lot of firsts for Trey on air. The first time he was ever on air,
mm-hmm.
On a show, he did Game Day.
Oh, okay.
And then we got to be here for his first drink, right?
Yep.
His first spelling.
That's right.
His first spelling contest.
Yeah, that didn't go so well.
Not go well at all. So this will be the first time he dies on air.
That's on me. I got to do better.
I got to be a better mouth.
Yeah. Oasis is great, and I'm not. I got to do better.
All right, so I'm going to hit you up, AR Platinum. We're going to make this happen for sure.
You got to get an adult diaper for him because if those things are as potent as I've heard they are,
oh yeah,
he may not make it from here to the restroom.
Oh, I hope so. God, if he pooped himself at the same time, are you kidding me?
You need to let me know because I'll even be a team player and pick up some milk and some olive oil.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to pick it up when he
the poop.
Yeah,
no. I'll get him some milk.
Milk and olive oil.
Is apparently, olive if you oil drink help? Olive oil, it's supposed to help.
No doubt, really? That milk is the answer.
Milk is one of them. Crackers as well, right?
Crackers can.
Okay.
Milk is 1A for
right.
what
yeah.
at least takes the real powerful sting out of it.
I think I told you guys the story once, but I ate some wings that were so hot one time because my wife and my sister-in-law were like, you won't eat those. I was like, yes, I will. So I ordered six of them. And when they bring you the wings, they bring you a bowl of ice and a wet washcloth. I was like, what is that for? She was like, and she just walked off. Oh, my God. The bowl of ice is you just put your booty in it. You just... Oh, it's so hot.
Put your hands in it so you get all of it off your hands.
No, I put my face in it. I was crying. It was so hot. I definitely couldn't do one of these chips. Hey, guys, I want to tell you about GetUpside. Y'all, if you're not using GetUpside right now, I don't know what you're doing with yourself and what you're doing with your life, but I can tell you one thing you're doing with your bank account is wasting money. Go download GetUpside right now. Put it on your phone, iTunes and Google Play. It's there. All one word, GetUpside. When you install it, put in my promo code Barry and start using the app because like so many of our listeners, you're going to start getting money back when you go fill up through the GetUpside app or you buy food through the GetUpside app. You can get up to 20 5 cents a gallon through the app. And yes, those deals exist. Just this week, I got 15 cents a gallon cash back on my GetUps, through my GetUpside app, filling up the car. I know Aaron argues with his wife all the time about who's going to get to go fill the cars up and put the cash into their account. So what are you doing? If you're wasting money if you're not using this app. And don't forget about that 35%, up to 35% cash back when you eat out through the GetUpside app. They've got some great places. You got Candelaria's Pizza. You've got Wendy's, Popeye's, Burger King. It's amazing. Right now, go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second half hour, Usual Suspects, right now.
ESPN 97.5. Aaron in for Nick, Barry and I in studio on a Thursday in the big city. As we've already let you know, tomorrow's an F Yeah Friday. Barry's already given you the comedian of the week. We're going to have a lot of fun. If this Trey thing happens, it's going to be even more fun. So I'm sure that your wheels are turning here in the breaks trying to organize.
Yeah, you know, it's like, yes, I'm trying to make this happen.
Yeah.
For sure tomorrow. So, because I know Aaron wants to be here as well.
So before we get to anything else, the list came out for the Houston Sports Hall of Fame inductees for this year. And we, as a show, and I think we were both kind of unified in this.
I wrote an article about
it. And then you followed it up with an article in which it got the ire of certain people that were in charge of this entire process. In that we thought that, not that everybody didn't deserve to be in, but in terms of timing and people, in terms of who should be in before others and other things in the selection, it was a little off last year. They got it right this year.
Well, you just took it easy on them, but okay.
I'm trying to, because otherwise then it's going to be Granato involved and Patty Smith wanting to get on shows. And
I don't care.
Everybody's spitting
the
venom
truth
at
hurts.
Each other.
They screwed it up in year two. The truth hurts.
Or there's that synopsis. So regardless, they've selected three new inductees. Mary Lou Retton, Carl Lewis, who we both suggested should have been on the list for last year, and Rudy Tomjanovich.
Yep.
I have been extremely active on Twitter this morning in saying that Rudy deserved this honor. He is a guy that epitomized sports in Houston and his loyalty to this city, though he wasn't from here. And hopefully that this is a stepping stone towards the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, because for those of us that had the privilege, and I do mean this, privilege to work with Rudy, he was one of those guys that we were family. If you worked and you were an employee, he didn't care if he was Judy in accounting. He didn't care if you were, you know, somewhere down the hallway. You were all part of the Rockets family, and he treated you top shelf. And he trusted you. Now, the minute that you've...
We need more Rudys in the world.
There's no doubt about it, because there's so many people that have gotten away from that and that philosophy. But Rudy was the best. And then he even said, look, it wasn't just about the Rockets. He then hitched his wagon to the Oilers, and then he hitched his wagon to the Astros, and he was dedicated to this city in so many facets. His charity used to raise, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars just to put kids into college. And to see him get this, I texted Tim Frank, who's the head of PR for the NBA, and I said, Timmy, great honor today for Rudy. He's getting into the Houston Sports Hall of Fame. The only thing we got to do now is, and he had texted me while I was texting and goes, now we got to get him in the real hall.
Yeah.
This is a step.
It is a crime that Rudy T isn't in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
There's no doubt about
it. Absolute Travis Shamockery.
And, you know, there's a lot of us that are kind of behind this. Matt Bullard is big on this. Charlie Palillo is big on this. We've all talked about it for years. But the fact is, if Kermit Washington doesn't completely, change his life and rearrange his entire head with a punch, Rudy was an all-star. Rudy was an all-American. Rudy was a phenomenal basketball player. Not that he still didn't have a good career, but he was great until that punch. And then whether you get him as a contributor, everybody was like, well, Yao Ming got in and he didn't have a long career. But Yao Ming is a contributor because he changed international basketball playing for China. Rudy changed it in a lot of ways. People forget that when the NBA players were striking and they didn't want to, they refused to play in the Olympics,
He won a gold medal with a bunch of guys that weren't even the best players in college.
Yep.
As a coach, as a player, the combination of all these things and all of his accomplishments, I just think it's a travesty. We saw this happen with Guy V. Lewis.
Oh.
And he didn't get in until literally it was too late.
Yeah.
And he didn't, you know, and he passed away. I don't want to see it happen with Rudy.
I agree with you in everything you said. I think that was well put. It was, I'm glad to see him get honored by a Hall of Fame. Now we just need the Basketball Hall of Fame to do it.
But yeah, I mean,
I hats off to the Houston Sports Hall of Fame for getting it right this year.
They put
three very deserving people this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And you know what? Charlie was talking about the don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion, which started out as a local thing, but when he said it after they won the second championship, it became a national thing. But the other one that was always instilled in all of us, and at one point they did have T-shirts made up for us that said, stay humble, stay hungry.
Oh,
and
really?
That's what he always stressed to his teams. And if you go back, and we all know with the Vernon Maxwells and the Mario Ellis and these junkyard dog type mentality guys, he had guys that no matter what, they left it all on the floor. Uh-huh. And that's kind of a rarity in today's game. But overall, just the way he impacted an organization and a team and a city, I think they got it right. And look, from the other two, there's no doubt. When you look at the Olympic medals won and Carl Lewis and Mary Lou Retton.
Yeah, those are no-brainers to me.
I mean, with you.
And not that Rudy's not, but you've got two Olympians that have represented this city very well in their sports.
Wasn't Carl Lewis one of, aside from Michael Phelps, but I think one of the most decorated and Olympians in terms of medals won?
But I know that, you know, the representation for this city, from whether it be from U of H or actually, you know, running track in the Olympics, they both have represented well, and I'm glad to see them both get honored. Now we got to get George Foreman in. He's next on the list, has to be, from the kind of the non-big three sports, which is kind of what we pushed for last year when they did the decades and they had Pastorini going in and I forget the golfer's name.
Jackie Burke.
Okay. And then,
well, you asked, I answered.
Yeah, I know. I was just kind of proving my point.
Who was it last year? It was Jackie Burke.
It was Jackie Burke,
AJ
Dan
Foyt.
Pastorini, and no.
No, AJ Foyt.
No.
I'm almost positive it was AJ Foyt.
Nope. I don't know. I'll look it up.
Okay. And I wanted to say, I thought George was on the list.
Who?
George Foreman. He wasn't?
No. Because that was some of the names that we threw out.
Pastorini, AJ Foyt, Jackie Burke, I thought last year for sure.
I got to go look. I don't remember now who the third one was.
Because obviously somewhere...
Because year one was the 34.
34 is correct.
Which, by the way, somebody texted and said, hey, Charlie didn't answer my question, but what do you guys think is the best number, the most famous impactful jersey number in Houston sports history? And that was from Fred W. And there's no doubt it was 34. I mean, Olajuwon,
not even
Ryan,
a question.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Earl Campbell all wore 34. So I don't think there's any doubt about that. I'll find out who was in it last year, but we talked about you could go to other sports. You could do George Foreman, AJ Foyt. You could do Carl Lewis. You know, there were plenty of other athletes not in a big three sports that still deserve to be in. Not that I don't think Dan Pastorini shouldn't be in. I don't want to pick this scab again, but I just don't. I think there were other athletes like the three that made it in now that should have been in ahead of him.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, and again, I think time sensitive too. They want to go back in time before they get all the more modern, because Bagwell and Biggio and, you know, the list of Astros is going to be long. And obviously Roger Clemens from an overall career standpoint, Elvin Hayes from U of H and obviously Clyde. I think Calvin Murphy should get consideration too. But
oh, that's right. My bad. Okay. So last year was Jackie Burke, AJ Foyt, George Foreman, and Dan Pastorini.
So I thought that was right.
Right.
Yeah.
And two of those were the ones that I was like,
Yeah.
Burke and Pastorini. I get Foyt and Foreman because you're trying to, but they had the decades there, but there were like Carl Lewis's of the world that should have been on that list ahead of those guys, but.
But good job. Good job this year.
Yeah.
Good job this year.
Very well done. Yep. I'm glad to see them, you know, getting some of these folks in. And I think one time we were talking with Charlie and hell, you could almost put Simone Biles in already.
There's no.
I mean, she literally could go in now.
That's a slam dunk. That should be the easiest one out there for everything she's accomplished, because she is. Charlie said it today. She is the greatest gymnast in the history of the sport. Yeah. So that's a no brainer.
Guy V. Lewis could have went in.
I was one I was going to bring up
in front of like a
Pastorini. Guy V. Elvin and Clyde have to be.
Yeah,
right.
I wrote, because I couldn't remember, so I pulled that up. In the article I wrote, I said that the final four for the Houston Sports Hall of Fame last year should have been Foyt, Foreman, Lewis, and Lewis. Guy V. and Carl.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Yeah, and that would have been fine. But you know what?
That's when we first turned the corner, and I had your back. So that was a turning point in the suspect.
And hats off to everybody at the Houston Sports Hall of Fame for getting it right.
There you go. All right, we got lots more to talk about. Almost had another no-hitter. It would have been the third this year for the Astros. If you didn't stay up for it, you missed it. It got to the late innings. It just didn't get done. But the win did, and we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Her ball set in the air to left center field. Jake coming on, can't get there. That's a base hit for Nola. Two outs away from a no-hitter, and Greinke gives up a single to Nola in the ninth.
Yeah, that's how it ended. Boy, it started and was going really well last night. It's crazy because I saw David Barron's ratings this morning. For all the people that I thought were sleeping on this and missed it, the Astros rating on AT&T Sportsnet last night was really, really good. What so a lot it? Of people, I think it was in the 5 range. It was like a 3.5 to a 5.
Okay.
I think, yeah. And for Astros baseball, because it's on every night, basically.
Yeah.
And especially a late night game. But I know this, a lot of people stayed up. They were glued to the TV because there was something special possibly brewing once again. And the Astros and Zach Greinke just missed their third no-hitter of the year. That was Todd Callis, AT&T Sportsnet, broken up, as you heard him say, one out in the ninth inning.
Here's what I'm happy about, is that it was a no-doubt base hit. Jake made every attempt to catch that ball and couldn't get to it, but it wasn't a cheapie. It was a legitimate base hit. And, you know, so at least it wasn't one of those, oh, it was a throwing error. Was it questionable whether it was a hit or not or anything like that? It was a legitimate hit. And isn't it always weird that once a guy gives up one hit, the floodgates just open up? Not that they let him linger and let the floodgates open up or let him start giving up runs, but he gives up one, then he gives up another, and then AJ's like, all right, we appreciate you. Go ahead and we'll let Will Harris finish this up. But good for – boy, could you imagine 3 no-hitters in 1 year for one team? Which, by the way, the Mariners would have been the only team in history to be no-hit 3 times in the same year.
That's if it would have happened. That's even all the crazy things that happened. Because we talk about history with this team. We talk about the fact they've been compared now and the offensive numbers that you can go side-by-side with the 27 Yankees, arguably the greatest offensive team of all time. Then you talk about the no-hitters. You talk about the possibility of being the first team ever to have an MVP, a Rookie of the Year, and the Cy Young. And just the franchise record was broken for wins last night, and how special of a season this is. If you could have tagged it also with 3 no-hitters in a season, including a combined no-hitter.
And a no-hitter to break the franchise record and wins from a guy that you got at the trade deadline. And, man, yeah, that would have been great. And how about the fact that it was a pinch hitter who's hitting .262 that gets the first hit?
Yep. Oh, well, no, he was going through an 0-for-16 slump,
well, that's
too.
What I'm saying. Like, you're bringing in a guy off the bench. He's hitting .262. Austin Nola, you can go to hell. That wasn't very nice. But then you kind of have to wonder, well, and what's weird is he replaces Gordon, who was hitting better than him, .274. So, and then, what's his name? Tim Lopes comes in and gets another hit. So that was the end of it. But you got to be, if you're another team in baseball looking at this Astros team, you're thinking, damn. You got Cole, You got Verlander with a no-hitter. Greinke almost a no-hitter. Just when you think, oh, remember we were talking about people were saying, a few people were saying that Zach Greinke was not having quite the year.
A lot of people on Twitter,
And I was saying how ridiculous that was that people would say that. And then he goes out and he goes 8 1/3, 2 hits, and probably should have had a no-hitter.
Now, the big one is tonight.
Is it?
I just think that there's a lot to be told about what they're going to do going forward based on how Wade Miley pitches tonight. And the thing is, he's not pitching against a great team by any means. But I think for his psyche and for the Astros brass, they need to see something.
Can I expand on what you said a little bit? I think this comes down to his start tonight, Wade Miley, and Urquidy's start tomorrow.
Fair enough.
And whoever has the better start probably gets the game four assignment if needed in the ALDS. I totally agree with
that. Now, here's the thing. The only reason why when I wrote the article for Sports Map that I wasn't heavier on the fact that I thought that Urquidy should be the guy that gets the nod in the playoffs was everything that we've heard on AT&T Sportsnet from this team and otherwise was that he was on an innings restriction. And he was basically because of his minor leagues pitching for the year combined with his major league appearances that he was approaching that number. I don't know if they've had a change of heart and just said, we're not going to do the Steven Strasburg or the, you know, the other pitchers in history that have done this where they've had an innings count and the guy ends up having Tommy John surgery anyway. And they figured that the need is just too great right now because they're sitting on such a special year. Something they know is telling them that his arm is really
so. I'm going to be honest with you. The only time I've ever heard of him being on an innings restriction is when you have brought it up.
It's been on AT&T
so
Sports.
I assume he is. Mm-hmm. But if you're saying an innings restriction, do you mean a pitch count?
No, innings for the year. So they're taking his combined innings pitched in the minors.
So not pitch count.
AJ Hinch, and I'll find the quote, but AJ Hinch even said, look, I got this whole kid's future in my hands right now, and I'm not going to be that guy to take that risk to push him too far.
Because he went 7 innings in a game against the Rangers and threw 98 pitches.
But you remember, they took him out of the game where he had given up the one home run, but he was just dealing after 5 innings because they said that that's where they really started talking about it.
Against Oakland.
Yep, that's where they said he was really starting to get to that point.
He had 82 pitches over 5 innings. So 82 pitches, you're approaching your, you know, if he's on a pitch count of 80 to 100 pitches or something like that, but he's thrown 98, he's thrown 88, 86, 82, and 81. And this so far, and he's gone from 7-6 to 5. I mean, he's run the gamut as far as innings pitched.
I always like when I can verify I'm not crazy.
I'm not saying you're crazy. I'm just curious why it would be an innings pitched and not a pitch count. And is it specific to a game or is it specific to the year or what was the reasoning behind it?
Because he's had Tommy John surgery in the past.
Okay.
And he's still young enough that they don't want to really damage his career.
At 24, I wouldn't say that's super young, but okay.
Yeah. So he said, you know, and the Chronicle had the story here that said innings limit looms over Urquidy.
Okay. What's the limit?
So I'm looking to see if they have the exact number. Because of the fact that, like you said, that he's had a fast rising a year. But this was after that Oakland game when, 82 pitches in, and they took him out. It says, amazingly, his entire professional career, past and future, lends perspective. Tommy John surgery was in 2016. As a professional, he'd never thrown more than 125 innings in a season. That was in 2015, before the surgery. He entered Wednesday's spot start already with 130 innings this season. Neither Hinch or Jeff Luno hid the fact that he was operating this month under an innings limit. Not even Wednesday's brilliant outing in a game with divisional implications could sway the thinking. Hinch said, I've got the kid's career in my hands, and I'm not going to stretch it any further. So at that point, with everything that I had heard in-game and after the game with that comment from Hinch, I'm thinking they're about to shut him down for the rest of the year.
Well, it just sounds like he's on an innings limit, but is that obviously regular season, postseason? Is that, you know, is it per game? Is it a month? Is it what?
It was for the season because they said
regular or post or both.
I think it's both because if you remember the year that the Nationals won the division and Strasburg was their ace, they held to their ground and stayed staunch on the fact that he was not going to pitch in the playoffs because they were at the innings limit. And I think it was a year or two later he had Tommy John.
Yeah.
Yankees did it with Jabba Chamberlain. They kept Jabba Chamberlain and said, hey, at a certain point we're shutting him down because he's too valuable an arm for our future.
But
And later, he had Tommy John.
But Urquidy is not the same as those two names that you just mentioned.
I get that, but...
Not that I'm saying you go out and you throw the kid's arm out, but it just doesn't make as much sense to me.
You know how many... It's how rare it is to be in the situation the Astros are, to be in a position to go for a World Series title, and how special these moments are. And sometimes I almost say, leave it up to the player. I understand what the organization's doing, but if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But if there's no signs of wear and tear, lack of velocity, all these other things, and the guy wants to go do it, because remember that year Strasburg wanted to do it.
Yeah, he wanted to pitch.
And they
shut
him down.
Here's my thing. If you're going to put a guy on an innings restriction that's been going as well, especially this month, I think he's got a sub 2.5 ERA for the month of September. If you've got that guy on an innings restriction, and you got a guy like Wade Miley, who the wheels have just completely come off this month in the month of September, and the playoffs loom, and you know you're going to need a four starter if it goes four. You know you're going to need a four starter in the 7-game series, no matter what. When you look at that, why run Urquidy out there tomorrow? Just if Miley goes today and you go with an opener, hey, Rondon, you've screwed this up enough. You go open. Hey, Josh James, go give us two strong. Hey, Brad Peacock, give us two more. I wouldn't pitch Urquidy and save those innings in a meaningless game against the Angels for the playoffs when they matter
good point.
More.
It's a good point. And so get it right, it's Ron gone because of the home runs that get out.
Okay.
But I'm totally
with
you.
I wouldn't start
you.
That kid tomorrow then because he's scheduled to start. If you look at the Astros' schedule and their lineup for the rest of the season, you've got Wade Miley today, and then they have Urquidy is scheduled to start tomorrow, then Verlander and Cole. So why even run Urquidy out there?
No, I'm with you. And the thing is, if you want to look at a lot of these guys that we're analyzing, they get down to it and say, well, the competition that he's pitched against really hasn't been great all year, some of the younger guys. But here's the thing. He's shut down the A's pretty much for the entire season when he's pitched against Oakland. That shows you all you need to know. And it was recent that he had them he was dealing in that game that he got taken out after five.
Yeah, I mean, if Urquidy is your guy, I wouldn't run him out there tomorrow. Because save those 3 to 5 innings for the postseason.
Now, Barry, here's the other thing. Straight from his mouth. I don't feel any problems. I feel healthy with my arm and my body too. I'm here to pitch more and I feel really good. Now it becomes, are you going to be hard guy, tough guy organization like Washington? Or are you going to go, you know what? If he feels good, let's just keep going.
Well, I didn't mention this before, but there was an article on MLB Trade Rumors where AJ Hinch said absolutely Urquidy is going to be in the 2020 rotation. Now, I don't know
that
if he,
too.
I don't know if he meant absolutes or if he's like, yeah, he's probably our fifth starter, but Urquidy's probably penciled in to be your five next year. So that's something else to consider is when you're talking about limits and injuries and stuff.
But right.
I think you go for the World Series and run him out there.
Deal with the details later.
That's right.
For next year. All right, hour number one in the book. Still got 2 hours to go. The show, don't go anywhere. We'll start hour number two in just mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.